much. That's a tough one. Off the top of my head, just reading the boards, I have to go with the Vile Thing, Mitch Williams.
Yeah, the Vile Thing. That guy had a nice career here in Houston.
Oh, yeah.
Even better one than when he played up against the Toronto Blue Jays.
Oh, what a great night.
I'm sure Joe Carter is at every one of his family functions.
Joe Carter, that guy is cool. Like Joe Carter. So what's up, Scott? The Astros apparently could pitch yesterday, and they could bat as well.
Well, in one of the games.
Yeah, exactly.
But, yeah, I guess, you know, they scored more runs than their opponents. I guess that's one thing. 21-20.
Well, what are you thinking, man? I mean, we're getting now to the point in spring training where, you know, it's not just the scrubs against the scrubs. I mean, people are getting some time out there. What is your assessment thus far here on, what, March 16th?
Well, I think the good news, we've had a lot of position players starting to come around, particularly that competition for the fifth outfielder slot is really interesting. The bad news, I guess, you know, it's time to start the Woody watch. I don't know if they're going to cut him or what they're going to do with him, but I think one or two more starts, they might have to cut the cord.
Scott, now, speaking of Woody, do you think the injuries that have been sustained in the pitching staff is going to help or hurt Woody?
Well, I don't know. I think, you know, they made that $6 million contract probably helps them more than anything.
Bingo.
I think that probably gives them a little bit of time to prove himself. But after a while, you know, if you keep producing an ERA of about 15, I mean, you could just, you know, run by underneath the freeway bridges and see if you can collect somebody.
Yeah.
The number here is 713-439-1560. We're joined by Scott Barzilla of AstrosDaily.com. We welcome you to call in the show and ask your Astros questions. This guy knows his stuff, and AstrosDaily.com has got some great columnists from Bob Hulsey to, obviously, Mr. Barzilla, and, you know, they even helped us get Gene Elston on the show a couple weeks back. Hey, Scott, so let's figure something out here, okay? I think offensively we're going to be okay, or the Astros are going to be okay, but Miguel Tejada, I want to get your take on him. Is he, we've heard some, we talked about on the Richard Justice Show this week, some scouts think he's lost his range of motion. What do you think?
I don't think spring training is the place to determine that. I think, from based on what I heard, an interview with Cooper saying that he's, you know, working out harder than anybody on the team, and maybe he's losing a little bit of energy during the games because of that. So, I mean, I'd have to wait till we look in the season, see if we lose any range.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. I want to ask you a little bit about the batting order. Earlier this week, Carlos Lee kind of blamed Cecil Cooper for going 0-for-3 because he wants to hit fourth in the lineup. What do you think our 3-4-5 should be?
I would probably go myself. I would probably go Pence, Berkman, Lee, just to start off with until we determine whether or not Horn and Matsui can get the base consistently. But from there, I could see one of them dropping down and Pence moving up to the two slot.
Yeah.
713-439-1560 is the number. And if you want to get in on the action, you can definitely do it, or you can email us at gametime@1560thegame.com. We're also reading the AstrosDaily.com boards, so if you want to chime in about anything. Let me ask you about Felipe Paulino.
Your boy.
I love Felipe, and I think he's going to be a really nice player in this league. And we, you know, this pinched nerve thing, I've had little minor ones in bed. I've had the little ones, you know. I've never had one that just is a lingering three-month deal.
And it's high, and it's part of his upper arm, too. So.
Yeah, that's a scary situation going on with Felipe, right?
Yeah, for me, it kind of reminds me, my father's, one of his former secretaries had a son that played in the Phillies organization. He had a similar situation. He ended up having to take part of a rib off. And the good news was afterwards he gained about 2 or 3 miles an hour on his fastball. Which, you know, if Paulino does that, you know, that's...
Triple digits.
Yeah, I mean... from what I understand, they're just going to let him rest for a bit. So we'll have to see how everything shapes out around the All-Star break.
Are you in the middle of running at Memorial Park?
Yeah, I'm always riding something.
Okay. The number here is 713-439-1560. I got a question from Bob for you that he said that you kind of talked a little bit about this on the air the first time you were on. You had a family member who briefly made it to the Astros. How did it feel having, you know, the team that you love have a family member on there? That would be kind of cool, like, you know, Alex Nuno starting third baseman for the Astros. I think I'd be all over that.
Well, yeah, that was great. Plus, you know, if it's a Barzilla, it's a relative.
There you go.
I mean, you know, nobody could sit there and say, well, you know, is it really a relative? I mean, it was a really cool thing. Unfortunately, it just didn't work out for him in Houston.
Scott, you spoke earlier about the outfield, and for the first time I can remember, other than probably Carlos Lee, just the athletes that are in center field. I mean, Abercrombie was, you know, a quarterback coming out of high school as well. Erstad played, granted he was punter and kicker, but he played football at Nebraska. And Michael Bourne is probably, you know, the fastest on the team. And last year, Hunter Pence was the best athlete. I think that's going to change the dynamics of what we can do in the huge outfield that's out of Minute Maid.
I certainly hope so. And I think that fifth outfielder slot is really probably the most interesting thing to me right now, because it's just going to tell you which direction the club wants to go. Because you have Cruz in there, and with him being the son of Jose Cruz, they may want to go with the marketing angle on that.
Yeah.
But I really do like Abercrombie. I think that, you know, having him in there, plus he gives you a little bit of insurance if Bourne struggles, because they could be a nice, switch hitting platoon kind of situation if they wanted to go that route.
How excited are you? I mean, we're in the middle of March right now. We're a couple of weeks away from 15. Opening. Is it 15 days 15, exactly? Yeah, how excited are you about, you know, the start? I know baseball season is always fun. For baseball guys, I mean, spring is awesome. But how excited are you about what this team might do? Because there's still a lot of questions out there, so it's going to be fun to see how it develops.
I think I don't know if I'd say optimistic, but it is exciting in the sense that, you know, the last few years you knew what was going to happen coming out. You knew the team was going to pitch fairly well. You knew the team was going to struggle to score runs. But this year, it's a completely different thing. And so it is kind of exciting to watch it from that point. Then it's also kind of scary looking at some of the pitching we've seen in the spring.
713-439-1560 is the number. Let's take this call from James. And hopefully the movie Twister doesn't come out again.
Or Georgia Dome.
Oh, yeah. Dude, are you at the SEC championship game?
No, I'm actually up in the Texas Hill Country. So it's a nice day out here.
I'm jealous. Let's take this call from James right now, who wants to talk a little Astros. What's up, James?
Hey, how you doing? I'm up in Arlington.
Oh, wow. We got Astro fans everywhere.
Hey, give me a piece of Jerry's new stadium while you're up there.
Hey, speaking of some nicknames, and Scott knows about this list of put together, I guess, what, 2 years ago? We got about 119 names of current former Astros that we put together. My two favorites. Former Astros manager Jimmy Williams, his nickname was Peanut Head. Now, I don't know how he got that.
Me neither.
Peanut Head. And the other is for Larry Durker, and a lot of people remember the name Wrangler, but he had another nickname called Sluggo, and that's also one of my... There's a story behind that, but it's that's for another time. But that's my favorite from Derek. But... a couple of questions I wanted to ask Scott, since you guys know Scott is a stat expert.
Yep.
Scott, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm nice doing great. How you doing?
Hey, pal, I hope you're out there listening.
I don't understand what's going on.
Okay. Oh. Hey, I've got a couple of questions on baseball stats. And I'd like you to explain them. A lot of fans out there probably don't understand what they are. And from a hitting perspective, two of them is slugging percentage and on-base average. I'd like you to explain the significance of those two stats and what ball players on the Astros team who you would think would be the type of hitter who would be high in on-base average and those who would be... be considered, expected to have a high slugging average. A lot of fans don't understand what those stats are.
Yeah, that is true. And I think what James was referring to, I've actually made a couple of runs applying for the Astros, and James has been very helpful with that process. But I think with on-base percentage and slugging, actually, that's been combined to a stat called OPS, which is on-base plus slugging. And when you're looking at the Astros, I think the one hitter who really encompasses both of those stats the best is Lance Berkman. He has been up around 1,000, at least above the 900s, and so that makes him the best Astros hitter overall. Other good on-base percentage guys, really on the team, that's one of our weak points, is that we don't have a lot of guys who draw walks. The hope is that Michael Bourne will turn into that kind of guy, maybe Matt Sui. But really, beyond those, Berkman is really the only on-base threat we have at the moment. Now, slugging, we have that out the wazoo. You got Berkman, you have Lee, Pence, Tejada, Wigginton. So you have a lot of slugging, but you don't have a lot of on-base.
Hey, James, we appreciate your call, my man.
Okay, you take care.
Thank you. Good to talk to you, Scott.
Good talking to you, James.
It's tough to get that on base percentage up just because you have to. The walks play such a key role, and to be honest, it has to be tough at times to just take walks at Minute Maid.
Yeah,
just, you know, flat out truth.
Hey, Scott, let me ask you: who is your all time favorite Astro?
My all time what? I'm sorry.
Favorite Astro.
All time favorite Astro for me. Growing up, I always liked Bill Doran, just how he threw himself around the infield. But right now, you know, as far as when I was growing up, it has to be Bagwell. I mean, he was just, you know, the best hitter I'd see, in person at least.
I kind of agree with that, my man. I love Jeff Bagwell. Who doesn't love them some Jeff Bagwell? Although, the Rocket, come on, man. You got to appreciate
that.
Well,
I had a Kevin Widemouth Bass for as long as he was my favorite. But, you know, Jose Cruz was also right up on that. That's a little old school, though. Nuno.
Scott Barzilla writes for AstrosDaily.com. Hey, man, we appreciate you joining us. I'm very jealous that you're the Hill Country.
Now, are you hunting, Scott, or are you just, I mean, what's going on? You just leisure?
No, we took a little mini vacation. Our family has a lake house up here, so just took a little weekend.
I'm thinking we're going to all have to do a remote from there. Scott, yeah. I think we're going to have to take their equipment out there and do 4 hours of AstrosDaily.com and just hang out with you at the at your place.
I'm good with it.
All right, let's do it. That's Scott Barzilla of AstrosDaily.com. We'll catch up with you again, all right?
All right.
Thanks, man.
All right.
That is he has good stuff, too. Yeah, Astros Daily, when you look at their columnists, man, they all do wonderful work. Bob Holsey leads the league, and he's good, and Scott Barzilla, and there's a lot of other guys out there that have contributed to this show, and they're constantly writing, so we appreciate their efforts here on 1560thegame.com. And you know what I do when I call them? You know what I do? I do the Simply Everything plan with Sprint and Nextel's connectivity source. There's nothing like it. Honestly, guys, the Sprint Everything plan is, let me see how I can explain it. It's like the best thing in the world. You know why? Because you can just basically call all day. All you want to do is make phone calls. You don't have to limit your phone calls to 5 people. With the Simply Everything plan, you can call everybody. So call 1-888-NEW-DEAL or go to